morning. Greetings, friends. What is up? Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all. It is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 855-660-4261. That's your Bright Side phone number, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, ingredients, skincare, health challenges, whatever, 855-660-4261. And of course, if you want to contribute to the conversation or share a success story, we especially love success stories, 855-660-4261 is your Bright Side call-in phone number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us recommend or advertise on the program, you can either call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. Yeah, to water and drink. I'm going to be doing a talk on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine today in Denver. If you're in the Denver area, there's a big longevity training seminar going on at the Hilton, downtown Hilton in Denver. So if you're in the Denver area, love to see you out there. Actually, you know what? It's sold out now that I think about it. So if you don't have tickets yet, well, maybe they'll let you in. In any case, I'll be doing a talk on the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. I love this stuff. I've loved it since it was just regular Tangy Tangerine. Even before the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, now, of course, there's BTT 2.0. It tastes great. It's a wonderful source of the water-soluble nutrients that we lose when we urinate. If you're not replacing those water-soluble nutrients, you guys, the B vitamins, vitamin C, and the electrolytes, you're running a serious, serious risk of degenerative diseases, a serious risk of breakdown in the body. These water-soluble nutrients are especially important for energy for the heart, energy for the brain, energy for the nervous system, energy for the skin, energy for everything. And if you're not replacing those water-soluble nutrients, every time you go to the bathroom, every time you urinate, you're losing your precious energy-providing electrolytes and energy-providing B vitamins. That's why it's so darn important to make sure you're replacing them throughout the day, sipping on the BTT all day long. It's only $50 a canister, and it tastes great. It's great in your smoothies. It'll sweeten and flavor your smoothies. You can make pops, freezer pops with it. You can put it in your vodka and make yourself a nice, healthy vodka drink, if there's such a thing. It tastes great, too, in vodka. I know. I use it in my vodka, actually. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Anyway, you find out all about it by calling the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Or you can click on the pull-down menu at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business and join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. All right. Thanks for joining us on the Bright Side. Once again, we're going to continue talking about connective tissue. We take a little bit of a different take on it here. I want to just finish up with the skin, first of all. One of the biggest problems we have with skincare is we don't distinguish the surface tissue from the connective tissue. The surface of the skin is only about as thick as a piece of notebook paper. The bulk bulk of the skin underneath, the connective tissue area, is about 10 times as big or 9 times as big as the very tippy-top surface. But when we treat our skin, when we want to get rid of our wrinkles or take care of our zits or cysts or whatever skin condition we may have, typically we only address the surface. We don't address the bottom, the connective tissue. But there are things that we can do to the surface that will indeed address the connective tissue and actually beef it up, make it more robust and thick. This is how alpha hydroxy acids work. Alpha hydroxy acids exert their well-known, well-researched, in the literature anyway, there's tons of stuff about alpha hydroxy acids for the skin. We've known about the importance for alpha hydroxy acids for the skin since the 1930s, 1940s, even in the 1950s and 1960s. A lot of papers came out on how important alpha hydroxy acids were for beefing up connective tissue, putting it on the surface, but really getting connective tissue effects. By disrupting the surface, by disrupting skin cells on the surface, we can initiate connective tissue changes. This is so important. And in my opinion, everyone past the age of 30 or maybe 35 should be using an alpha hydroxy acid exfoliator once or twice a week. Glycolic acid is great. Lactic acid can work. You can use grape juice. You can use lemon juice. You can use milk, which has lactic acid in it. You can use wine. Get your Vitamix out, or get a Vitamix. Blend up an entire lemon. Just throw a lemon in with some water, including the seeds and the peels, the whole thing. The seeds and the peels are extremely good for your skin, very medicinal. And then the alpha hydroxy acids in the lemon can help stimulate connective tissue growth, stimulate collagen and all the juicy sugars that are located in the connective tissue, the polysaccharides. You can throw in a little honey. Honey's a good source of enzymes and B vitamins and lactic acid if you want to go all out. You can throw in some turmeric, too. Throw in some aloe vera. Throw in a bit of meat tenderizer. What do they call that stuff? That papaya meat tenderizer. Accent, meat tenderizer. We used to use that on jellyfish stings when I was a kid. But that same kind of meat tenderizer will help exfoliate and soften the stratum corneum. You do it once or twice a month. You get a nice exfoliating effect and a nice collagen stimulating effect. When we think about aging, the saggy, loose look of elderly skin, what we're looking at, folks, is connective tissue breakdown and not enough build up. And by the way, this connective tissue breakdown that's occurring in the skin is also occurring in your blood vessels, because your blood vessels are made up of connective tissue. It's also occurring in your bone, because your bone is connective tissue. Connective tissue breaks down as a unit. So if you're getting wrinkles, your blood vessels are getting wrinkles too, and your bone is getting wrinkles too. And the fascia, the connective tissue that's wrapped around all of your organs, is getting wrinkles too. So you want to treat your wrinkles and your fine lines as your crow's feet, as not an enemy, but as your best friend, because it's pointing you to a connective tissue breakdown that could be shortening your life. And by the way, it's not just build up and break down when it comes to connective tissue defects. There's also diseases that can result in a connective tissue breakdown. It's not just aging. It's not just a deficiency in build up. It could be some kind of autoimmune disease. Connective tissue diseases often involve some kind of autoimmunity. Connective tissue is protein. And when the immune system becomes sensitized to a food protein, when it becomes sensitized to soy protein or to milk protein or to egg protein or whatever kind of protein it's become sensitized to, you run higher risks for an autoimmune disease of the connective tissue. Connective tissue protein looks like soy protein. It looks like bean protein. Connective tissue to the immune system, connective tissue protein is very similar to food protein. So when the immune system becomes sensitized to a specific food protein, it can also become sensitized to connective tissue proteins as well. Autoimmune diseases of the connective tissue, and all autoimmune disease really, need to be first and foremost addressed as food issues and as digestive issues. Simply fasting for a day or two is enough for you to notice improvement in connective tissue autoimmune disease or any connective tissue symptoms, pain, inflammation, and such. So blood vessels, too, that's also connective tissue. If you want to focus on one body system for anti-aging, the circulatory system, or anti-aging the connective tissue, I should say, it's the circulatory system. Focus on circulation. Focus on blood. Focus on lymph, too. Lymph is super important. We don't want to talk about lymph anywhere near enough. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back right after this.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Thank you for being here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart at brightsideben.com as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business and make some money selling longevity products. It's a big longevity training seminar in Denver this evening, starting at 4 o'clock. I'm going to be there doing a talk on the BTT. If you're in the Denver area, the seminar is sold out, but you may be able to get in if you just come by and tell them Pharmacist Ben sent you. I don't know if that'll work. They may get mad at me, but give it a shot. I'll also be in the Santa Cruz area doing a talk on March the 7th in Santa Cruz. If you live in San Francisco or the Bay Area, I encourage you to come on down to that. That's March 7th, Friday, March 7th, at the Vintage Faith Church. We'll put a notice up on the website at brightsideben.com. I also want to encourage you to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with blog posts as well as news stories. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren. All right, our number today, 855-660-4261. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds, if you want to help a loved one get off their meds, we can help you. If you have a success story or you want to contribute to our conversation, 855-660-4261 is our number. So connective tissue, we've been talking about how it's connective tissue as it regards the structure of the body, but the blood is also, the blood vessels and the blood itself is also a kind of connective tissue. Blood is considered liquid connective tissue. And then The vessels that channel the blood, that's also made up largely of connective tissue, and so is the lymph. And we don't talk anywhere near enough about the lymphatic system, lymphatic congestion, and circulatory congestion in general. And by the way, the lymph and the lymph and the blood are essentially the same system. They kind of merge. They're separated out from most of the body, but they merge in different parts of the body, and they kind of pool into each other. So it's all basically the same system, the lymphatic system and circulatory congestion in general will exacerbate any health challenge, and this is one of the major links to degenerative disease and early demise. Lymphatic congestion, that is stuff getting into the lymph and not getting pulled out. And this is one of the causes of hypertension, by the way, of high blood pressure. If you're on an antihypertensive, a beta blocker drug or a diuretic because your blood pressure is too high, it's, in a way, it's kind of ironic because your blood pressure builds up when the lymphatic system is congested, and the circulatory system is congested. This will cause pressure to build up, and then you take a blood pressure drug that slows down your heart and slows down the pressure even more. That's how these antihypertensive drugs work. They shut down the heart. Now, leaving aside the utter stupidity of a medical professional dispensing a drug that suppresses the heart, leaving that aside for a minute, if you have hypertension because your circulatory system is congested, and now you stop the pressure at the heart level, which is pushing the blood through, that's going to cause more leakage, that's going to cause more congestion, and that's going to cause even more problems, and now you've only exacerbated things. If you're on an antihypertensive because your pressure is building up, because blood can't move through the crap that's piling up, and the lymph can't move because of crap that's piling up via leaky gut syndrome or digestive issues or food intolerances, now you've only exacerbated things. This is so important, this link between the lymphatic system and hypertension. And considering how toxic most of us are and how clogged up our lymph is, it makes perfect sense that 80 million Americans or more are going to have high blood pressure. Doctors have a great term for high blood pressure when they can't figure out the cause. They call it essential hypertension. And the vast majority of hypertension is said to be essential hypertension. So what does that word essential mean? It means doctors don't know what's causing it. Essential means we don't know why you have high blood pressure. Essential as in it's just basic. It's just part of the wiring. It's not basic. It's not part of the wiring or the plumbing. Essential hypertension means the blood is not moving correctly, and it happens for two reasons and two reasons only. Actually, it happens for one reason. A body in distress. That's the only reason. We got to cut through the chase of this nonsense of our 12,800 different medical diagnoses and different diseases, no matter what you name your disease. It's a sign of the body in distress. The body is your baby, and your baby is crying. That's what it is. That's all degenerative disease is our baby is crying. And yes, we can take duct tape and wrap it around our baby's mouth, and that's what your antihypertensive does. It takes duct tape and wraps it around your baby's hypertensive mouth, your body's hypertensive mouth. But that's not, you may not have to listen to the baby crying. That's not going to help you. Hypertension and all degenerative disease is the manifestation of a body in distress secondary to stuff getting into the body, into the blood that shouldn't be there. When fluids don't move around because things are pooling up, doctors will call that fluid retention. And it's the first thing physicians treat when it comes to high blood pressure. They'll put you on a low-salt diet. It's more medical stupidity. Low-salt diet, please. And even worse, they'll dispense a diuretic, which will force your body, compel your body to lose fluid, as well as B vitamins and as well as the electrolytes and all the water-soluble nutrients. one of the worst things, if not the worst thing, you can do to a body that's already in distress is give it more toxins that it has to process, and that's exactly what the medical model does via prescription medicine. That's what prescription medicine is all about. This is the dirty little secret of the drug business. The body has to process the drugs through the poison control system. And this is not part of the side effect profile of drugs. You know, you read about the side effect profile of drugs, that's bad enough. Every drug's got side effects. That's bad enough. But the little sneaky little secret that the drug companies don't talk about and that your doctor doesn't even know probably is that the body has to process the drugs through its poison control system. And this is a burden on the body that results in more toxicity in addition to side effects. The load on the liver, the load on the detox enzymes can exacerbate lymphatic congestion. And if we're unhealthy enough to be medicated in the first place, the lymph is usually going to be clogged anyway. Now, you've got an added burden, which you may not even notice, even though eventually it's going to take its toll. The worst thing, I'm telling you guys, the worst thing you can ever do, and the sign of an ignorant medical professional, by the way, is to take an antihypertensive or to have a doctor dispense a hypertensive drug for high blood pressure. It is so stupid, it's beyond belief. You're shutting down your heart, number one. That's stupid enough. But then you're only going to clog things up more. You got more. The pumping action, the heart, which represents the pumping action, is now suppressed. That means less drainage of toxins. The body's a pressure system. If you knock off, if you stop the pressure at the heart level, that means less drainage of toxins. And because cells depend on pressure to be fed, cells are fed through the action of pushing, through the action of pressure from the liquid system, the blood and the lymph. That means less nutrition to the cells, and it means less oxygen as well. Less drainage of toxins, less pressure for food, for feeding a cell, and less oxygenation. That's what you get with an antihypertensive drug. Now, who thinks that's intelligent, doctors? Who thinks that makes any sense? The body is a pressure system. Its chemistry and its metabolism depends on pressure. Antihypertensives stop pressure at the heart level. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And that means cells aren't going to be fed, cells aren't going to be breathed, cells aren't going to be detoxified as effectively as they should. That means cells will become defective, that means cells will die, that will ultimately lead to a defensive response. Defensive response means immunity, it means inflammation. As the body attempts to clean up the mess and protect itself from the mess, of course, that means even more toxicity. And that's where you get your downward vicious spiral of degeneration and early demise, and your doctors are complicit. Now, you can use magnesium 2,000 milligrams a day for high blood pressure. Absolutely. You can use niacin, time release. You can use CoQ10, the Healthy Star Pack, the Mighty 9. They're all important. But as long as you've got this toxicity going on, this lymphatic congestion, this blood pressure, circulatory system congestion, you're going to be dealing with high blood pressure. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls right after this. 855-660-4261 is our number.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm Farm Spence. Thanks for being here. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll continue this discussion on lymphatic congestion. We haven't talked about this anywhere near enough considering how important it is, and circulatory system congestion as it regards connective tissue tomorrow as we continue talking about peptides and proteins, the importance of protein for building things, for building the body up. Protein deficiency is such an important factor when it comes to breakdown. And it should come as no surprise, by the way, that we're protein deficient. Protein's expensive. Protein is breaks down easily. It doesn't preserve well. It doesn't lend itself to the mercenary economic food model. There's a reason why our economic food model is based in grain. Processed grains is that at that, because processed grains can be stored and shipped and sit on shelves. It has a shelf life. Protein doesn't really have a shelf life. Good protein, anyway, doesn't really have a long shelf life, relatively speaking. Now, processed protein does. That's the problem with processed protein. You know, even whey is a processed protein. This is why you want to be so careful of your whey protein. This is why I talk about One World Whey so much, because it's such a nice protein. It's not easy to find a really high-quality whey protein. Don't go to Costco. Don't go to the supermarket to buy your whey protein. Be very careful about your whey protein. It's a little more expensive to get a quality protein, but you don't want to be skimping on protein. You don't want to be skimping on probiotics either. Certain nutrients that you don't want to skimp on, probiotics and protein especially. Protein's so darn important. I would say protein deficiencies are one of the major reasons for our degenerative disease crisis that we're dealing with in this country. It's no accident that as we started to get more of our calories from grains 10,000 years ago, that's when really degenerative diseases started to kick in. Especially the last couple hundred years, when we really started to process and learn how to manipulate grains and sugars and high carbohydrate foods. Anyway, that's for another day. We'll continue talking about connective tissue tomorrow. Time to hit our phones, 855-660-4261. Dave in Michigan, welcome to the Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Ben.
You're not Dave? Is that your middle name or something?
Right. I'm sorry. Actually, it's a friend of mine has an issue, and this is Dave's wife, Pam. Thank you so much for taking my call, and
sure.
You have helped my family so much.
I am so
grateful to you.
I appreciate that. The information, though, not me. It's the information.
I don't take credit for it. Better than any schooling that I have ever heard.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You are awesome.
Well, no, you can tell me how awesome I am for a little bit, and then we'll go to. No, I'm
okay. My third stage kidney disease. I have autoimmune system problem that's been going on, and you've taught me about the bone soup and everything. And
oh, good.
Yes,
that's awesome.
I've learned so much.
What's going on today? How can we help?
Okay, she's 37. She has IgA nephrology,
nephropathy.
Yes.
And, kidney disease.
Yes.
Okay. You want some help with that?
Please. They went on chemo.
That's silly. IgA is the shortened form for immune globulin A. Immune globulins are also known as antibodies. Antibodies, I love that term, antibodies. They fight bodies. Except they don't fight your body. At times they do, but they're supposed to fight the enemy. IgA, there's five different antibodies. There's IgA, IgD, IgM. There's various ones. I forgot the different letters here. But in any case, there's five different antibodies. The most important one is IgA. There are other ones that are all important, really. But the most important ones are IgA, IgDE. G and M are different antibodies that are found in different parts of the body. But the reason I say IgA is so important and probably the most important is because that's the one that's found in the gut. It's found in the lungs. It's found in your tears. It's found in breast milk. It's found in the urinary tract. IgA is our main defense antibody for food. So if you have IgA nephropathy, by definition, you have a food problem, period, end of story. IgA is an antibody that will combine, it will stick to problem foods or problem food substances, and then that combination of IgA and the food substance will circulate through the blood and hopefully get excreted. However, over time it starts to pile up because it gets overloaded. And then when it piles up, it starts to clog up the blood. The kidneys are your blood purifying system, and they're made up of unbelievably tiny circulatory vessels. And over time, as these IgA food complexes build up in the blood, they can start to clog up the kidneys. That's what IgA nephropathy is, period. You don't need chemotherapy, people. I will guarantee you with 100% surety, Dave/Pam, if you or your friend goes on a 3-day fast, they will immediately notice an improvement in their IgA nephropathy. Now, you may have a hard time getting them to do a 3-day fast, but just theoretically, if they did, immediate improvement. Immediamente, no doctor required, no drugs required, and certainly no toxic poisons like chemotherapy required. More fundamentally, for the long term, your friend has to focus on digestive health and wellness. I know you guys are probably saying, not more digestive health and wellness, not more digestive strategies. I can't help it. This is the core of disease. IgA nephropathy screams digestive problems. Do you know this person well, Pam? Did you say your name was Pam?
I just met her, and I told her that my kidney disease was cured by you. And,
Not me. The information.
Your advice.
I'm not John of God. I'm just a pharmacist.
And so I invited her over, and I gave her Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape and showed her, you know, what we take, and I told her I'd call you.
Okay, well, food number one, focus on food intolerances. She's got to have long-standing digestive problems. Correct those immediately. That means probiotics. Get on the Biolumin Nightly Essence. That means liquid nutrients because she's probably malnourished from her long-term digestive issues. The BTT is extremely helpful in this regard. Anything she could do to help open up the blood and move the blood along is going to help. Getting on a rebounder will help. Magnesium, 2 to 3,000 milligrams a day. Magnesium glycinate. The Healthy Start Pack is just a must. best for everybody. Essential fatty acids are very important. Digestive enzymes after all meals and digestive enzymes on an empty stomach. Digestive enzymes have a nice blood thinning effect. That's how you want to look at moving the circulatory system around and correcting digestive problems. That's how you deal with kidney issues, especially IgA issues, immune globulin issues. She's got an immune problem. She's got a circulatory problem. Focus on the digestive system. And one more thing, and then focus on moving the blood around. Even something like oxygenation can be very, very important. Practice deep breathing techniques. I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, the digestive enzymes, before or after? I suggest.
Doesn't really matter. It does, as long as they're in there when you got the food. You know, if you take them at the beginning of your meal, at the end, it's not too much of a difference. But if you take them on an empty stomach, they can have even more blood thinning effects. If you take them with your food, they'll have digestive system effects, and that's good. They'll help you process food, and sometimes just enzymes will help you eliminate food intolerances. So, and use apple cider vinegar, by the way, with your enzymes. But on an empty stomach, they can have blood thinning effects. They can help break up clogs in the blood and in the lymph.
Okay,
all right.
I got that. You talked to Dave a couple weeks ago, and he was suggesting the bioalternative.net for the colostrum.
Okay.
Yeah, you had wanted to know about that, and I was supposed to send you an email. I shot it out today. Sorry it took so long.
No problem. I'll check my email as soon as I get off the air.
All right. Thank you so much. You are so great.
God bless you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. God bless. All right. Moving on. Let's see if we can take a call here before we get to our break here. Lori in California, welcome to the Bright Side. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't hear my name. Pharmacist Ben, my name's Lori, and
hello.
I have a very similar question to that prior call. I have glomerular nephritis, and I'm probably killing the verbiage.
That's
but,
a tongue twister.
I take Lisinopril, 20 milligrams once a day, and I'm wondering if I could drop that and what you'd recommend.
Hang tight. I'll talk to you about Lisinopril and glomerular nephritis when we come back from our break. Hang tight, Lori. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
All right, we're back on the bright side, talking about the glomerular nephritis. Who we got here? Lori, California. Lori, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so glomerulus, very simple to say, even though it's a tongue twister when you look at it. It means ball of thread. It's a Latin term for miniature ball of thread, because if you look at the glomerulus, it looks like a ball of thread, except the thread is made up of blood vessels, and the blood vessels act like a spaghetti strainer, or the glomerulus, I should say, the whole unit acts like a spaghetti strainer, cleaning out the blood. However, when the blood becomes toxic, when the blood accumulates toxicity, when there's stress in the body and hypertension, high blood pressure, when there is blood sugar issues, which can damage the blood vessels, you're going to run into pressure problems. You're going to run into filtering problems. The medical model, the lisinopril that you're taking, slows down the pressure or reduces the pressure. That's how it works. It chemically poisons, literally, the cells of the kidney to make less chemicals, so they make less pressure chemicals, less high blood pressure chemicals, something called angiotensin. That's how lisinopril works. It's an angio, means blood vessels, angio. Tensin means tension or pressure. It's an angiotensin inhibitor. That's what they call it. Angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitor, technically. But in any case, they're slowing down the pressure in order to prevent the kidneys from being damaged. What you want to do, Lori, is like I was saying to the last caller, you want to figure out why is your blood toxic, what is putting the stress in your body, and are you pre-diabetic or diabetic? So there's three strategies for you. Number one, focus on food toxins and food allergies, stuff getting into the blood that shouldn't be there. Move the circulatory system around by getting on a rebounder, doing an exercise bike, or taking brisk walks. A sedentary lifestyle is a great way to mess up your blood pressure. So move your body around. Number one, focus on digestive system. Number two, move your body around. Number three, take supplements that will help improve blood supply and help improve the body, the health of the blood. Magnesium, very important. The Biolumin Nightly Essence, very important. Digestive enzymes, these are all the things we just talked about. The B complex, super important. Important for the blood, especially niacin. I'd be on 200 milligrams a day of timed release niacin. Oxygenation is very important, making sure you're using your deep breathing techniques. And last but most certainly not least, please make sure you're controlling your blood sugar by using more protein, not willpower, using more protein throughout the day. As long as you don't have an allergy to whey protein, it's the best. Egg protein is also good. Meat is not quite as good because you got to deal with all the stuff that's in meat. But if you want meat, that's, you know, at least that's a source of protein. The best way to reduce your blood sugar, you guys, and by the way, Lori, glomerular nephritis, all kidney diseases are signs of blood sugar problems. The best way to lower your blood sugar, reduce your blood sugar concentration, is to eat more protein. And also drinking water drinking a lot of water throughout the day can help, always making sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You have so many strategies here, Lori. There's no need for prescription drugs. These are all ways that you can get yourself off that ACE inhibitor, that lisinopril, and also help your kidneys, too. Is that helpful, ma'am?
I've got a couple other questions.
Sure.
Is it possible to have high blood sugar without it ever showing up anywhere? Because I don't have that result.
Well, you don't know. How do you know? Oh, on your panels and stuff? On your blood tests?
Yeah.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I've been doing this since
absolutely.
Every 6 months for
okay, absolutely. High blood pressure occurs. High blood pressure occurs on a continuum. It's not like a switch. It's not like one.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was asking about high blood sugar.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. High blood sugar occurs on a continuum. It's not like there's one switch and all of a sudden you have high blood sugar. It occurs gradually. The marker for high blood sugar in doctor talk is 120 milligrams of sugar per deciliter of blood. But at 119, you still got a problem. 118, you still got a problem. So you can't go by the test. You got to go by the effects in the body. And it's very rare.
Also,
it's very rare that you're going to have a kidney problem without a blood sugar problem, and almost everybody has blood sugar problems. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, here's what I was told, just so you have a little backdrop, and maybe this is all false, but I'm a marathon runner. I'm a vegan. I do everything in my power to, you know, maintain a healthy environment for my kidneys, including yoga.
No. Marathon running puts a major stress on the body. This is not a healthy thing to do, marathon running, unless you're doing all the parameters. You're putting a big-time burden on the body. Big-time burden on the body with marathon running. Marathon running is not a healthy thing to do. Well, let me just be very clear here. When you exercise, you want to exercise in quick bursts, and you want to make sure that you're replacing those nutrients. Marathon running without replacing nutrients can put a tremendous load on the body. It's not in your interest. So you got to be very careful about what you... And same with being on a vegan diet. I don't mean to interrupt you, but same with being on a vegan diet. A vegan diet is high in sugar, and that's disaster for the kidney. So you may almost certainly have some kind of a blood sugar problem, and you almost certainly have been putting a burden on your body. Be kind to your body, Lori. Love your body.
I do take the Rebound, so that's good, and that's helpful.
Okay.
I take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I just recently started doing the Osteo FX.
Those are all good. I'm more concerned.
And all the other things. Okay, yes.
I'd be more concerned with the burden on the body through the blood sugar system as well as digestive toxicity. And you got it.
One other thing I was told through two different nephrologists is low, 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 low protein diet.
Well, I'm not going to get into the silliness the doctors talk about. I'm not going to get into that. But it's true that the kidneys are going to process that protein, so you're going to put a burden on the kidneys if you don't take care of the kidneys. But that's not a reason to deprive yourself of protein. In fact, that's more stupidity. Stupidity.
Okay,
so you are going to put a load on the kidneys, though, and you do have to make sure that you're taking care of your kidneys on all of these other fronts. However, you do need the protein. It's absolutely vital for the building process and to keep you from munching on the sugar, and that means bread and sweet vegetables, et cetera.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. God bless. Good luck with everything. I cannot believe doctors say that. Low, 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 low protein. I know they do, but all right. Robert in Texas, what's up? Welcome to the Bright Side. Robert, going once.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
what's
sir.
Up?
I was wanting to ask you something that you didn't ever talk about. Testosterone and estrogen.
Yes. What do you want to know?
Yeah, I just want to know, how do you build it back up?
Okay. That's a good question. Testosterone and estrogen live in balance. Now, they go by the generic terms or the common terms, male hormone and female hormone, but that's not really very accurate. Testosterone is more of a building hormone, and estrogen is more of a stress hormone. So these two things live in balance. The more body fat you're carrying, the more estrogen you're going to be producing, and the less testosterone effects you're going to have. So the number one way to up your testosterone is to lose the body fat. That's the first thing you want to do. The second thing you want to do is you want to resensitize your body to insulin. We're not even talking about the hormones directly here. Losing body fat and helping your resensitizing your body to insulin are the two of the most important strategies for beefing up male hormone effects. And you will find that associated with low T, so-called low T, and by the way, the literature on testosterone replacement is not good. There's a lot of negative stuff coming out about testosterone replacement, which is understandable because you don't want to screw around with your hormones medically. So first and foremost, losing body fat. You'll notice that everybody who's dealing with low T is carrying around a lot of body fat. You'll also notice that everybody with low T is also insulin resistant. So you need to resensitize the body to insulin by reducing caloric intake and upping your protein. Those are the two most important important things to do in addition to losing body fat, and that'll help you lose body fat also. Caloric restriction, eating less food, intermittent fasting also is a great strategy for building testosterone. And bodybuilders, listen up. If you're a bodybuilder, weightlifter, athlete, intermittent fasting is an awesome way to build muscle. And the more muscle you're carrying, the more male hormone you're going to be making as well. So caloric restriction, intermittent fasting, reducing your blood sugar and reducing your intake of sugars to resensitize that insulin, resensitize your body to insulin, and lowering your body fat. Those are the most important strategies, in my opinion, for helping boost testosterone levels. There's also building nutrients that you want to take. Testosterone, remember, is a building substance. The body is always either built in net building mode or net breakdown mode. If you're low T, you're in net breakdown mode. Your body's beginning to break down. We want to reverse that. Losing body fat's important, and reducing blood sugar is also important, and reducing calories is important, but then there's great supplements for building testosterone, for turning on the anabolic system. Protein, for sure, whey protein, the best. Egg protein is good too for building. Zinc is your major anabolic, major building mineral. Everybody who's interested in building tissue should be on, and that's all of us, should be on 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate with vitamin A. Vitamin A and zinc work together. Vitamin A is the most important of the building vitamins. So your most important building mineral is zinc. Your most important building vitamin is vitamin A. 20,000 international units of a day of vitamin A. And then make sure you're on the Healthy Start Pack as well. Make sure you're using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine all day long, sipping on it all day long. Make sure you're getting your essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs. Again, the EFAs are majorly building. You can't make protein without fat. That is nutritional fat. That is good fat. So getting on the ultimate EFAs is also a very important strategy. These are all ways that you can build your testosterone up without resorting to hormone replacement, which is never a good idea. You don't want to be pharmacologically manipulating your hormones if you don't have to. All right, there's so much more to talk about, but that's all we got time for today. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about connective tissue. I'm sorry if we left you on hold. Get call back tomorrow and tell our call screener that we left you on hold. We'll get you first up tomorrow on the Bright Side. All right, check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful, awesome, beautiful day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.